Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various people to help us as Avon representatives take our business to the next level. Whether you've been in Avon a day or 50 years, this show is designed for you. We invite people like life coaches, authors, Avon representative leaders, and spiritual advisors. This show is one of those shows you just don't want to miss. And each time you log in, I would suggest that you have a paper and pen at hand by your computer or by your cell phone, however you're listening to this show. Also, I wanted to ask you, if you have not done so already, to please like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called the Avon Motivational Radio Show. In addition to that, if you miss portions of this broadcast or any of our previous broadcasts, you can always go back to the link and log in and listen to prior shows. And by all means, please share this information with members of your upline as well as your downline and those people who you think would make a wonderful Avon business partner. The email blast or the text, you know that today we are going to discuss making your Avon business a business. And I know you're saying to yourself, "Well, Pat, you know, what are you talking about?" Well, you know what I'm talking about is many Avon representatives. They paid us $15, and that's awesome. In many cases, like myself, the $10. And I think that because our level of entry was so low, that people really don't see their Avon opportunity as a true business, and it truly is. It really is a business, whether you pay $10, a penny, or thousands and thousands of dollars, it's still a business, and it's a viable business as long as you're willing to put in the work. So one of the things, what can we do to make our Avon business really, really, truly a business? Well, one of the things I would strongly suggest, and I've noticed people like Lisa Wilbur has done this, they actually came up with a name for their business. Yes, we are Avon representatives, but you may want to have your own name. Lisa's name is the Lipstick Lady. My name is The Essence of Beauty by Tricia. So, you know, you may want to have a name for your business. And under that name, you're doing your Avon. And the reason why I say you may want to have a name for your business is because I don't know if you want to develop a website or a blog. And, you know, technically we're not supposed to use the Avon name in our personal promotions as it relates to like emails or literally Facebook pages or websites or blogs. So, you know, come up with a name that you think, you know, describes your personality and your business. And one of the things you can do is, you know, if you sell a lot of jewelry out of the Avon, maybe that's what you want to call your name, the Avon, the jewelry lady or whatever. Come up with a name. The next thing you want to do after you have decided upon a name, you want to go to the bank and you want to have a separate account. And then you say it really doesn't really have to be a separate bank. You could actually go to your local Walmart or Walgreens or your Western Union, and you can get from Western Union, they have one of those cards in which you load, and then at Walgreens, they have that Green Dot card, which is, you know, absolutely fabulous. I actually have one of those, too, because I like to travel, and sometimes I don't like to use my personal Visa or MasterCard, so I'd rather take maybe a preloaded card with me when I travel, so it's limited access to my funds. But the reason why I say you want to do this or have a safe or open up a savings account, you want to have an account that is actually separate from your personal account. You really don't want to mix your money. And you don't want to mix your money for various reasons. Obviously, the number one would be tax purposes. It's very hard to prove, you know, your losses or your gains as it relates to your business when everything's all mishmashed together. So you really should have a separate account and let your transactions go through that account as it relates to Avon. When I say as it relates to Avon, you know, have people, when you get paid by your customers, you want to put that money in that Avon account is for you. You want to take that account, like myself, I have my QuickPay with Avon, and that account is my Avon account. So anytime I earn a commission check or whatever from Avon, it goes into that QuickPay account. So you want to make sure, you know, you don't want to separate your money. Make sure you have a separate account for your Avon business. That's the first thing. And again, that was for tax purposes. The other reason why you want to have a separate account for your Avon, this way you can actually see the activities that is actually happening with your Avon. I'll give you a perfect example. Let's go back to my Avon account that I have, and my account is with People's Bank. So it was time for me to pay my Avon bill, and so I actually went to deposit money into my account, and I thought I was $10 short, and I said, oh, my God, I just hope and pray that I have $10 in my Avon account. And so I went in and I, you know, gave the teller the money that I needed to give him, and he gave me back my deposit slip. And when I looked at the deposit slip, I was in shock. I said, are you sure this amount was correct? He said, yes, it was correct. I had over $600 in that account that I didn't even realize I had. So, you know, because Avon's constantly putting money in, I'm putting money in that account, and so the account, you know, is beginning to grow. So you want to have, again, an Avon separate account from your personal account, because you want to keep track of, you know, what's happening in terms of the money that you're earning as well as the money that you are actually spending. The other thing you want to do is it amazes me the number of Avon representatives who do not have a business card. So no worries. You can do one or two things. Many people go to Vistaprint, and they get the 250 cards for free, and then you pay something like a $20 shipping and handling card. I have a friend who's in the printing business. Let me tell you, you're actually spending more money. That free gets in people's heads, and you're actually spending more money than you should. If you shop around, go online, shop around in your neighborhood. I found a website. It's called Press, P-R-E-S-S, Geek, G-E-E-K. So it's PressGeek.com. And I tell you, I love these people. I ordered, you could order 1,000, listen to me now, 1,000 business cards in color for $9.95 for full color business card. Me again, it's called Press, PressGeek.com. I will give you their phone number. Their phone number is 1-877-523-3583. That's 1-877-523-3583. 3583. And I tell you, I don't pay extra for the shipping. I just wait for it. But it's actually phenomenal. And my car is absolutely beautiful. So I designed it myself. That's only catch. I designed it myself. And as long as you find stick it in the dimensions of the car, you know, you're fine. Again, it's $9.95. So, you know, that's the one thing you want to have. You want to have a business card because you never know when you're out, you go out to networking events, and you want to give out your business card. But even more importantly, when I meet someone who's brand new to me as a customer who comes to me, and I give them a brochure like we all should be doing, invariably they give the book to their cousin, their sister, their brother, whoever, and they can't get that book back. So I always give them, the first time I'm delivering a product to them, I always include my business card. This way they can take my business card, put it in their wallet, put it aside, put it in the refrigerator, whatever they want to do, put their business card. They will always have my telephone number. So yes, so that's another reason why you want to have a business card for those individuals who just for some reason they put down the book and they lose it, and they're not stranded with that without having your telephone number. The other thing you want to do as an Avon representative, you want to, if you haven't done so already, you want to buy and purchase a stamp. And your stamp should pretty much mirror the information you have in your business card, which would be your name, your first and last name, whatever your business name is, just say your lipstick lady, like Lisa Wilbur has, the lipstick lady. You want to have some kind of graphics, and if you want to look for graphics, you want a lipstick on your page. Look for free graphics and put Google free graphic lipstick. And I'm assuming you're doing a Google. When the Google search finish searching, click on images and you can see all the free images. And then you can copy and save it onto your computer and then use your publisher and put that information into your business card and your business card design. The other thing you want to make sure you have on your business card is your phone number. So some people don't want to have their phone number on the card. What you can do is, once again, go to Google. Google has a Google phone, I think for Google Voice, and it will give you a phone number. You could choose the area code. And then you can kind of look and see what kind of number that you would like to select. And then that number is associated with your cell phone number, so it will ring on your cell phone. So if people are afraid they're going to be harassed by people because they have their personal number, if that is, God forbid, if that's the case, and I've been giving up my phone number since 1979, and I've never had that problem, but if God forbid you have that problem, then you can always just change your number. And they don't have access to your own personal cell number. So go to Google, I think it's called Google Voice, and decide for a number. So you want to have a phone number on your card. The other thing you want to have on your card is email, because you have no idea how people are going to correspond with you. So you want to make sure you have your email. On your stamp, you're going to have your phone, your name, as I mentioned before, and wherever your name is, and you want to have your website. And your website should also be on your business card. You want to have your website. So but for those individuals who can't catch up with you or whatever, they can actually go on the website and they could actually order products, which is what you would really want them to do. Some people on their business cards, they put, and they or even on their stamps, if the stamp is big enough, they put National Recruiter. Why did they put National Recruiter? Because you can recruit people from all over the United States to be your business partner. So you may want to add that onto your business card as well. So we talked about having a bank account. We talked about having your business card. And we talked about having a stamp so you can stamp your brochures. The other thing you need to do, let's still stay with finance and then I'll move on. The other thing I like to do, I like to track my money and I like to know where my money is coming from. So what you can do is you can take going to Word document, and you take a piece of paper and make columns. And you know we sell skincare, you know we sell jewelry, you know we sell clothing, what else do we sell? And makeup. So you know you can categorize what you're selling, and also you can categorize. You also can look at your time period in which you make the most money. Why that's and when your business is slow, and why is that important? The reason why that is important. The reason why you want to know when your high peaks are and when your low peaks are is because you want to pump up your promotion. So for example, in January, we all know that when January comes, it gets very, very slow in every industry. And why is that? It's because many people overextend themselves during the Christmas holidays, and then after Christmas is all over, then the realization of paying back the bills comes into play, and it's on top of which they have to pay their rent or mortgage for at the beginning of the year. So they usually kind of scale back a little bit and not spend as much money. Another time period where our business tend to get a little slow is in the beginning of September when kids are going back to school. So what do we do as Avon representative? Well, one of the things you can do, if you know you're about to approach a slow period, one of the things you want to do is start doing promotions. So the other thing you want to do as a business owner of your Avon business, you know, you want to chart your money, you know, so you see when your slow period is, and then you want to create a calendar. And your calendar will tell you what you're going to do throughout the year. So, for example, just take me for example. I know that my local boutique, and I have to have my Christmas basket because that's when I sell most of my basket. And that will be from September from September through December, I am scrolling away, actually looking for promotions and putting them aside, because I want to make these baskets for my big push, which would be in December. I know that every May I do a big vending event, so I make sure I have the appropriate books during that time period. If I know I'm approaching a slow period, I may want to do promotions, extra promotions during that period. So I will have on my calendar, you know, I may have things like Girls Night Out, or maybe that's the time if I have like products in my house, maybe that's the time period in which I want to turn over products. So I may have a terrific sale, or maybe it's the beginning of summer, maybe I want to have people to have host parties during the summer. You know, it could be Christmas in July or a beach party at home. You know, whatever. But you want to have some kind of a calendar in which you can put together. And let me tell you, everything I'm telling you, don't try to reinvent the wheel, because Lord knows I don't. And anything you think you are that's new, that you think is new, someone else has already put that into play. So whatever you think you want to do, like say Christmas in July party, Google it. You'll be surprised that there'll be somebody who has done that already, and you can see the step-by-step procedures on how to do it. So have a calendar and plan your calendar as an Avon representative. The other thing you want to do is when you reset, and this is going to be your business, you want to set your goals. Where are you now, and where do you want to be a year from now? So one of the things that Avon does that is fantastic is when you receive your invoice with every order. I don't know if people you really should check your invoice, because sometimes there's mistakes in your order. Like, for example, I ordered something and they charged the wrong price, so I have to call Avon to have that corrected. But on your invoice, is on various pages. On canceling 24 for me, on page 2 of page 6, there's a section that's called Avon Recognition Statement. And in that section, it will tell you that it will tell you the current campaign that you're in. It would tell you the points balance of your last statement, and then it tell how much you can redeem and how many points you have available, which you can go back and you can go back and cash those in. But most importantly, there's a line that divides, and it's another section, and it says sales-based prior cycle. And then it tells you cycle to date, and that tells you, when you look at the cycle to date sales, cycle-to-date sales this cycle, that's a very important number for you, because that number tells you how much you have sold up to that point. So we're in campaign 24. It would tell you how much I've sold between campaign 1 to 24. And then when you look at the bottom, it would say your next, for me, if I want to, say, for example, make President's Club, for example, and just say my sales to date is 9,500, okay, 500, then it will tell you what you actually just do the math. So you take the 9,500, and subtract it from the $10,000. Then that would give me a number of, say, for example, 500. So I know that I have two more campaigns to sell at least $500 worth of products to become a President's Club member for the following year. So now we're going into campaign 1 right after campaign 26. So for many of y'all, if y'all have, you know, it's kind of late now for a lot of people. And for some people, you may be surprised how much you have sold thus far. So to tell you how far off you are before you get to get to the next level, which is President's Club, which is $10,000 in sales. But as of January 1st, as of campaign 1, we start the new cycle to try to be President's Club or Honor Society, whatever goal you're trying to achieve. And 356, I think, was the number that you need to have in sales each campaign to achieve that goal comfortably. So you set your goals for yourself. If you want to make President's Club, then you know that you have to get $356 in sales each campaign, and that's what you set your goals towards. And some campaigns you'll make more, and some campaigns you'll make less. But when you're monitoring your statement, you can see exactly where you are and how you fall in within your goal. So the other thing you want to do, like I said before, is you want to set goals for your Avon business. And then also within those goals, what is it that you want to get? You know how much you're selling, so be realistic. I can't say I'm going to buy a house and that's my goal and I'm only selling $100 worth of products or campaign. That's just not going to happen. But if that's where I'm at in my sales, and that's okay, then maybe my goal is to be able to take my family out to dinner once a month. That could be my goal. You know, and then once you achieve that goal, then you get a bigger goal until you just keep on. So this is how you grow your business. So always set goals for your business. So that's that. The other thing you want to do as an Avon representative, you want to decide what you want to do with your business. Do you just want to be an Avon representative that sells to people? And that's fine. That's absolutely okay. Or do you want to go into leadership where you start sharing the business? You have to make that determination. And that really, really grows your business very quickly. So you have to put certain things in place in order to do that. So when I say you put things in place, we have to go back to our calendar. And one of the things you want to do, and I tell you, Google Calendar is absolutely phenomenal because it'll go on your phone as well as on your computer. So that's the day that you want to do prospecting. It could be just 1 hour. It could be an hour a day. If that's what you want to do, then that's fine. Just put that 1 hour a day down for prospecting. The other thing you want to do, for me, Wednesday is my paper day. So every Wednesday, for those people who are in my downline, you will notice that you get an email from me every Wednesday. And it was, and the reason why I did it on Wednesday is because that's usually when, you know, after the orders have been put in. And what I do, I send my birthday cards out, greetings to people. I wish people a happy anniversary for being an Avon partner on Wednesday. I look at my team sale and see how people are coming along. For those who do $150 of orders and above, I send them a, you know, your Shining Star email. For those people who orders are on hold, I communicate with them. And then and so forth and so on. And I do that on Wednesday because my schedule is really, really tight. So I don't have a lot of time to be all over the place. So this is a, this. So I have to have a schedule for me to follow, and I would suggest you do that as well. And if you do this as an Avon representative, you won't have a problem with your business because, again, you're operating your business as a business. The next thing you want to do in terms of with sticking with the calendar, you may want to think about doing fundraisers. So that's one of the things you want to do. You should have a day where you do research on the computer, looking for organizations within your area where you can go and do a presentation. Now, what I would suggest is to go into your Avon.com, go to where it says community, and then go to the left-hand side where it says fundraiser, and then download or order the packet and set up a presentation folder. I went to Staples. I got this really cute, pretty old pink and blue and white pastel notebook, and I got the clear paper protection, and I put the little inserts in, and I would go and I'd do a presentation. And what I did, I ordered the a set of the naturals, and I would go of the presentation, and I would take this, my little set of the natural. And the reason why I did that, so people see that they're actually getting full-size products and not little miniature products. And I would do presentations. So you can go on, select the day that you're going to go on the computer to do your search for your organization, set up appointments according to your calendar, go in, and do a fundraiser pitch to get an organization to do a fundraiser. That's a great way to make money. That's a great way to grow your business. Here, again, you're thinking like a professional. You're thinking, you're really taking your business to the next level as a business owner. The other thing you want to do, we are in the beauty business. What are we in? We are in the beauty business. So when we walk out and out from our house, whether we're going to the grocery store, whether we're going to the gym to get our hair done, to our jobs, to church, we should look glowing. I mean, not everybody likes to wear a lot of makeup, but your skin should be perfect. And when I say your skin should be perfect, if you're taking care of your skin, if you're using our Avon products and you're cleansing your skin properly, your skin will have a glow. It really, truly will have a glow because what happens, our skin sheds. And when our skin sheds, it kind of sits on the face. And unless you cleanse your skin properly, you have like an ash. That's the best way for me to explain it. You have an ash look on your face. Your face, if you keep cleansing your skin and cleanse your skin properly, you have, I'm going to date myself, you have that ivory look. You have that fresh, clear skin look. So you want to have that on. All you have to do is pop on some lipstick, some lip gloss, whatever, put some underlying eyeliner under the eyes and maybe a little blush on the cheek and you're ready to go. Hair should be on point and you should look polished. You really should. You know, whether you're in your, if you're in your gym, I'm always at the gym. I wear my Avon Curve gym outfit with the sneakers, everything. When I'm out doing presentation, I always try to wear Avon dress and certainly the Avon jewelry. If you don't wear the clothes, at least wear the jewelry. A person said to us years ago, you can't not sell the dream looking like a nightmare. You have to look polished. People want to look like you. And don't think people are not looking. People are watching you. So if you look good, they want to say to themselves, I want to look good too. So make sure that you look the part so that people will want to do what you're doing. If you say, if your skin looks great and everyone says, wow, she looks fabulous, I use Avon products. You know, guess what? Everybody wants to look fabulous too. And they seen is believed. And so, you know, they see that you look good, it won't be a hard sell to sell the product. The other thing is you want to commit when you become, you know, when you're a business owner, you want to make sure you have samples. You know, how can you promote your business without the samples? Make sure you have adequate samples so that you can share with your existing customers and potential customers. Watch the web TV. Educate yourself on your products. This is your store. Could you imagine if you went into a boutique and the salesperson didn't know anything about what was in the store? I don't think you will buy anything from there. So just, you know, same thing. Know your products, know your customers, know their needs, see what they like, look at their order patterns, and then you could say, you could suggest things. You know, you have a customer who loves jewelry, a new jewelry company, a new jewelry coming out, and what's new. You say, you know what, we're getting a fantastic necklace that's coming out. I know you're going to like it. I'll make sure I'll give you the book when it comes out. Or order it ahead of time and wear it so that that person can see it. Again, you are in business and think about your business as being a business. If you have kids in the house, this is a great time to teach them how to be an entrepreneur. Have them help you. Have them put labels on your book. Have them help you stamp the book. Have them help you package the book into your little literature bag, and then pay them. This way they realize when you work, you get paid. When you work, you get paid. Have them help you drop the books in your community. Put them on the doors of everybody's apartment in the building as you walk with them. So you want to incorporate your family. Make it a family affair. Make it a family business so people can respect your business. The other thing I wanted to talk about, we talked about the, oh, my gosh, it's almost 3. Oh, my goodness, it's 9 o'clock. Okay, well, we're going to have to, I don't want to keep you any longer, but, you know, again, think of your business as a business, not a hobby. And just because you pay $15 to become an Avon representative doesn't mean you're not in business. You are. And remember, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. You have your upline, your downline. You have people around you who are more than willing to help you as an Avon representative. Also, one more thing, create a Facebook page for your Avon business using whatever Avon name you came up with, like Lipstick Lady, Pat the Lipstick Lady on Facebook. So this way you can always drive people to Facebook and also always blog. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful week. Approaching Sunday, which means that people's orders are supposed to be going in. So make sure you do that. And make it work. Make it happen. Again, you're in business. Enjoy your business. Take care, everyone. Good night.